No.
Okay.
Can't think of anything.
All right. What's the thing that's usually on top of like a good wine bottle?
You have to get cork.
That. Okay. If you had another bottle that didn't have that material there, you know, let's say it had a glass thing.
The canna?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you call the lid.
Would you call it a cork? If it was
no.
Made out of something else?
Cork is a cork, but then again, you could because it's as long as it's sealed.
Yeah,
I don't know of anything else I would call it. You have the canners who have the tops made to fit into it.
Yeah. How about, you know, like you have a glass in top, or maybe it can be out of wood or something like that. It's just
peg?
Yeah, something like that.
I might put a peg.
Okay. What do you call it? There's an instrument, it's kind of round in shape, things you put between your teeth. And
juice hop.
Yeah. Ever play any of those here?
No, because I think the only time I saw them when I was real little, but I don't think I've seen one since.
How about the other kind of instruments about that long?
Harmonicas.
Yeah. They were called
mouthpieces.
Mouthpiece?
Yeah, harmonicas, mouthpiece. Yeah.
What else do they call them?
No, juice hop, harmonica.
Okay.
No, that's about it.
What's the thing that you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And did you ever see any wagons with horses or anything when you were young? Were there ever any around? Just even for show or anything?
They had the Clydesdale horses down here when I was real little. You know, was it Budweiser?
Yeah. What's
they
the
brought them down here. I saw those.
Would you know what you might call a this? Now these, I'm going to ask you a few questions about. This is the ones I was telling you about. I didn't tell you about, but I imagine there might be some farming
yeah,
questions.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't know, just say you don't know. There's
okay.
Nothing wrong with it. If you have a wagon and two horses, do you know what you call the long wooden piece between the horses? Even if you heard it on TV or something.
A hitch.
Okay. How about you know, this is just the long wooden piece that comes off the front. Okay. How about if you have a buggy and one horse? Okay, you have to back the horse in between two poles.
One thing I think of could be might be a spokes, but then I don't know.
Okay. On a wagon wheel, okay? The steel outside part of the wagon, the very outside part that would touch the ground.
I know what it is. I mean, it's a rim of some kind. I mean, it's only supposed to be made out of metal, something like that, forged, yeah.
Okay.
Like fist forged.
You ever heard the term felly?
No.
Okay. If a horse is hitched to a wagon, you know, sometimes they'll have a, you know, have that thing in between that I mentioned,
uh-huh.
And then they'll have a bar of wood right in front of the horse.
Yeah.
Like when the Clydesdales was here, each one had one right in front of them.
A bar.
There's a little bar of wood right in front of the horse. Do you know what they call that?
No, because I've never seen it. All I've seen is a hitch post that goes down through the center, and then the harnesses and all that kind of stuff. That hooks on to the harness, the big choke thing they wear around their collar type
right.
thing.
And okay, now if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he's doing with that?
He says, moving along with his wood.
All right, let's say he's he takes the same
hauling his wood.
Okay. Like, or say not just wood, or it could be anything.
Well, he's hauling whatever it is he's got.
Okay. How about, suppose there was a log across the road or something down here, anything, a telephone pole fell over or something like that. You might go out with a jeep or something, tie a rope to it.
And haul it off. How to pull it.
Okay, and if you pull it off, you do what with it? You call that? See, I had
to. Just haul off the telephone pole.
Well, you couldn't pick it up, you'd have to.
You'd have to pull it.
Yeah. And I saw something here. I already got the. okay. How about when they go out of a channel, they drop down a line to make the channel deeper. What are they doing to that? They have to. Or when
go out in the channel, drop down a line to make it deeper.
Yeah. What do they call it when they?
They